For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
I'll tell you what, this is special, having Brian Billick with us again. Great having him, Super Bowl winning coach for the Ravens. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
We're great to have you. By the way, are you living out west? Or are you in the Baltimore area? Where'd you end up?
Actually, we're back in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Where my grandkids are. 3 years ago, my wife said, I'm moving to Columbus with the grandkids. What are you doing? Well, I guess I'm moving to Columbus, Ohio. But we love it here. It's great being a part of their lives. And it's a great city.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm spending a lot more time with grandkids myself there, Brian. I'm with you, and it does seem to dictate where you go and what you do. So let's jump right into it. There's so much going on. By the way, did you stay up and watch Monday Night Football game last night?
I did.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they're killing the coach today in Philadelphia about the end of that game, and I'm really curious. You probably had a chance to see it. 3rd and 3, Atlanta 10. Everybody's out of timeouts. 1:46 to play, and they decide to throw a pass. By the way, he catches it. If Barkley catches it, it's a first down, and the game's over. He drops the ball. The clock stops. Then they kick it and leave Kirk Cousins too much time to go down the field. What'd you think of the decision by the head coach?
Well, you know, we've talked about this so many times. These decisions are always looked at through the prism of if it works, you're a genius.
Right.
If it doesn't, you're the village idiot. And you're right. We're talking about the difference between him catching the ball or not catching the ball. So in terms of the play that they called, the execution, everything was right up to the point that he dropped the ball. So, you know, from that standpoint, you can see they were doing what they felt they needed to do to get the first down. It was leaving Kirk Cousins too much time. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles are an interesting team. Let's go back to last year. I mean, they were, what, 10-1, 9-1?
They were, right.
Then they play the Niners. They take a 6-0 lead, and then the Niners score every single possession after that. And it seems like the Eagles have never been right since. They only won one game after that. And they just don't seem to have any sync about them. They have confidence, and Jalen Hurts is a very confident quarterback, but it just doesn't seem to translate. They're a hard team to figure out to me.
Yeah, and I got to ask you about another team that you are very familiar with and very close to, and that's your former team. Somebody would told me the Ravens. I thought they were going to win the opener as well, and they could easily be 2-0. What's your take on the Ravens? Are you worried about them at all, or will they get it figured out?
Well, you got to figure. They've got the pedigree. They'll get it figured out. They're a talented team. They played well, all the way up until the end. I mean, Lamar Jackson was fairly efficient. He did throw an interception. As typical, they ran the ball really, really well. And I was the same way, particularly with Vegas coming in on the road. You kind of think, well, yeah, this is a chance for the Ravens to get real healthy. The game kind of played out the way you'd expect with them. They didn't have the time of possession, and they didn't make key stops defensively, which is unlike the Ravens. And you got to give the Raiders credit, you know, and Gardner Minshew, that in the last couple drives, they did a great job.
Yeah.
When Baltimore had scored and it looked like there was going to be enough separation there, but then they come back and Vegas does and scores the 13 points. The thing that concerns me now is because it's all about, you know, they played very well against Kansas City and by a toe could have been
right.
In a position to win that game. They've got quite a stretch, you know, going forward now. And in terms of the next three games that they have to play, there's a certain vulnerability there right now that you have to worry about, because they've got to go and play the Cowboys at the Cowboys, who are really hurting right now. They should beat the Cowboys, but it is in Dallas, and they desperately need to come back. They then come home and play the Bills, and then they've got to go on the road and play the Bengals.
Wow.
So the next three games, they have a chance to get really, really healthy and feel good. And, you know, the hard part is when you start 0-2, then you start hearing the mantra.
Yep.
You know, well, 0-1 team only makes the playoff 11% of the time. And the Ravens have never come back from an 0-2 start to the season and made the playoffs. And I was part of that. It goes back to even the time I was there. So these guys weren't a part of all that history, but that doesn't mean they're not going to constantly hear it. And so you just have to get that win. This is going to be a tough stint for Baltimore, who I think is one of the best teams in the AFC.
Coach, you probably know we're going through down here, the Tua talk. Now with the concussion, everybody's had opinions. It's gotten heated. Everybody's, one way or the other on this, and just gave him this big contract, and now he has another concussion. And when's he coming back? He should retire. What's your take on seeing this latest concussion from Tua Tagovailoa?
Well, as always, injuries are a concern, and when you're talking about concussions, the tough thing about the concussion is that it's not okay. If it's a high ankle sprain, okay. When do you feel like you can go on it? Yeah. When does the doctor sign off on you? And yeah, you're vulnerable to spraining it again. But you kind of work through it, nurture your way through it, and like any injury, it will kind of get stronger. This is an injury that you're going to, after whatever the period of time is, you're going to feel fine. But it doesn't get better. And as we know all the time, the frequency and the likelihood of them does increase. That's got to be a major concern. Now, do you just kind of play through it because you feel good and know I'm going to take the chance, I'm going to be okay? This is... This is a dicey one, and this is a decision only Tua can make. Not the doctors, not the team. How does he feel about it? He's going to want to play, but wherever he gains his counsel, it's hard when you're a young man and you're competitive and to look, 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
That's right.
And wondering what the repercussions are going to be. You can't have that perspective. So I don't know where you gain that perspective.
Coach, I want to ask you about we've been going through the new camp. I call them the new camps, the two-a-days and all the hitting and stuff, Coach, you went through and I went through with Don Shula. It's all gone, and I'm okay with it. You think it's hurt the start of the season, especially it looks like maybe the offense is a little bit to start the year?
Well, we talk about this every year. I don't think there's any question that and the way they practice now is in the best interest of the players, and it does keep them healthy and fresh. I get that. But at the end of the day, the lack of hitting that you can do, and you getting into hitting shape is very real. You got to get into cardiovascular shape.
Yep.
You got to get into muscular shape for the demands of the game. But you do have to get into hitting shape, and that's a real thing. And I think the lack of that, I think coaches say that all the time, and it's always a concern because as a coach, you only want to hit so much in the preseason and in training camp. I used to, my number one job, I felt like during practice, was to watch and see, okay, how much hitting, live reps can we get at the end of practice to finish? The fewer, the better, if your team can get ready with that. But you got to get into hitting shape. And I don't think there's any question that teams early on aren't necessarily in hitting shape.
Brian, it's funny we're talking about this. I was just thinking. So I remember being back home in Northern California and talking to some of the 49er players when they were in Roseville for their camp. And they go, oh, Bill Walsh doesn't – we don't hit. He says if we don't know how to attack. Is that true? Back in the old days when everybody was hitting, they said Bill Walsh wasn't big during camp about guys hitting during practice.
Oh, you go back and look at the way teams are practicing now. And back when Bill, even in San Francisco, and I was with Bill that first year in San Francisco, and then subsequently Bill and I hooked up in terms of writing his legacy book. You look at their practice schedules. It's what we're doing now. Yeah, Bill was doing
amazing.
That.
Wow.
Yeah. The no padded practices back to back. Every third practice is a special teams or a pared down practice. You know, Bill truly believed, and he told the coaches every year, you're number one. We got a lot we got to get done. Integrate new players, integrate the offense, find out what we do best, get our players in. But job one, your number one job is to get our players to the opener healthy and fresh. And that's a tough balance. But he, you know, they stuck to it. They had a routine, and the players, I think, you know, now you're going back in the day, back when I was with the 49ers briefly as a player. Oh my God, we had 6 preseason games. We had the rookies in for 2 weeks and beat the hell out of each other for 2 weeks before the veterans even came in. I mean, that was not the right way to do it either.
Yeah. That was the Don Shula way too, man. It was 4 preseason games, and the Saints had a rookie scrimmage and a veteran scrimmage with them, and I was like, oh my God, this is one long camp, man. I can't wait for this thing to start up. So I got to ask you about the Bryce Young. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's getting benched in Carolina. Andy Dalton's going to take over again for somebody. What's your take on the Bryce Young move that Carolina's making to bench him?
Well, it's what they got to do. It's amazing to see, you know, how many times do we talk about, and we've got a good core of young quarterbacks that have come in this year, and it's always about which one, yet we, as we say,
yep,
it's a 50-50 proposition. Well, Bryce Young looks to be on the backside of the 50-50 proposition. You know, you look at that versus C.J. Stroud. Now, there was no reason why Bryce Young, in coming out, you wouldn't have, you know, that would have been a tough choice. C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, in terms of what you saw and how they can play and the productivity. And here you see C.J. Stroud just flourishing, right, and looking great. And Bryce Young just, you know, hadn't figured it out. And it's a tough call. It's a tough call for them in Carolina, because now it's, okay, once again, where do we go from here? And once you've done that, once you've made that move, there's no going back unless you have to. It can't be, you know, I don't know how they're laying it out, but it can be, well, we're going to let him sit and watch a little bit. No, he's seen enough football now. You're basically saying this guy can't play, and you're going to have to move on. And where you go from here is a big, big question.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I leave you with this one, because I haven't talked to you since the kickoff return, the new one. What are your thoughts on where it's headed down the road here?
I'm just old school, I guess. Just bring the ball out to the 30, okay? This is, I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to walk balance between protecting the players once again, and that is a wide open where you can get a lot of injuries, and yet still have the element where maybe you can come up with a big play. You know, to me, it's kind of like being half pregnant. I mean, you either are or you aren't. Either let them play and let this be a play, or don't. And I think that's probably where we're heading, because I don't know, it just looks screwy to me, and we'll see what the numbers are. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to yield what they think it's going
to
yield.
Yeah, I agree. We're already starting to see it. Everything's getting kicked out of the back of the end zone at this point. So you're probably onto something. Coach, as you know, our tackle football down here rules year-round. It's unbelievable. I know you're familiar with South Florida and their football. And I'm so glad you're working with X-Tech shoulder pads. They've done great work. Can you tell me the latest on what's going on there?
Yeah, this is our 12th year, you know, and we're in the number one pad in pro football. All the top players, top colleges, SC, Oklahoma, Auburn, Penn State, and it goes on and on and on, all the top high schools. Parents need to get involved. They need to go to X-Tech pads. Look at this pad. You can't look at the pads that your young people are probably wearing right now, which are the old hand-me-downs, you know, and like we always joked about, you know, in the old days, big pads on big guys and little pads on little guys.
Right.
These are basically form-fitted pads that are based on your position, your height, your weight, your injury history. So many things that you have to take into account. It's 100% American-made. People need to go to X-Tech Pads on Instagram or xtechpads.com. Look at the pad. Touch and feel the pad if you can. There's no comparison. Our young people need to be in this pad.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Brian, it sure is great having you again, man. Really appreciate you coming on here, and let's see what happens. Going to be another fun year in the NFL. Thank you.
We'll do it.
All right, Brian Billick, Super Bowl 35 champion head coach for the Baltimore Ravens. And right now we're going to take a second here, tell you about Chapman Partnership. I love talking about Chapman Partnership, the work they've been doing for the homeless and their two facilities and more than 800 men, women, and children. It's so much more. Sometimes you say homeless, it turns people off like, oh my gosh, what, give them a bite to eat and they're out in the street. No. That's not what Chapman Partnership's. It's about rehabilitation within 3 to 4 months. With the doctors that donate their time and all the great wraparound services they have. Boy, I tell you what, now more than ever, we need your support, their mission to make them ahead of the class and paving successful pathways for families and individuals experiencing right now homelessness. And it's going on, it's getting worse. And we want to let you know about some of the things that they're doing over there. They really are. Chapman's educational initiatives, including after-school programming, workforce training, life skills workshops, so many things. And then the goal, like I said, within a few months is to help them find a job, find a place to live, and continue to bring more and more people in and rehabilitate them. It just goes on and on. Chapman Partnership just does great work. Dade County ought to be real proud of what they have and the people they have working. Join us today for as little as $50 to create a brighter future for those we serve. So please join me and WQM to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman this fall. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. You donate your time, donate your money, a combo. You want to get involved in a great cause. Chapmanpartnership.org can do it for you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.